makingbabieshappen.com, which I think has to be one of the finest website names I've heard in a very long while. The woman responsible for that is Diana Malone, and she's here with us now. Hello.
Morning,
Nick. Why did you decide to do this? Because you gave me a frightening stat a moment ago about the amount of couples in the UK, people listening to the radio right now, that can't have children.
Currently it's 1 in 6. If we carry on living the same way we are, doing the same things, in about 10 years' time it will be 1 in 3. And that is really scary.
And is that's a change in our lifestyles? Could it be a change in, you know, our working patterns? Could it be diet?
Could be diet, could be the amount of sleep that you have, all the things we're exposed to now, chemical exposure, you sitting in front of all these
screens
all day, terrible for your health. You know, sometimes we pick up parasites in our body, especially gluten and dairy in the diet. They're a real killer for the body when people are trying to conceive.
When a woman wants a child, and you as a couple, you are trying, there is... It must be a very lonely place when everyone around you seems to be having kids and you can't. And you have tried everything. You've been to the GP, you've been to other people. How can yoga really help? How does it work?
Well, yoga traditionally works on every system in our body, okay? So our lymphatic system, our respiratory system. So it stands to reason it also works on our hormonal system. So if we can get our hormonal system to regulate itself, work more efficiently, then that is going to help. The other thing that yoga really does is to help calm you down. It helps you take control of your emotions, your breathing, and really reconnect your mind with your body, because I think when you're trying for a baby, it's a very scary place and you can get very disconnected, as though your body belongs to someone else, you know, to the doctors, the hospitals. But you want to bring that control back so you feel empowered, so you're the one in the driving seat and not everyone else around you.
I suppose it's very natural as well. It's bringing it perhaps closer to nature.
For sure.
What happens
you in control?
If the woman turns up, can the woman bring her male partner along as well?
Absolutely, because when you leave that yoga class, you're both in that same place. You're both relaxed. You've managed to turn off. The mind is more relaxed. And therefore, at the end of the day, you're closer as a couple.
When you hold these classes,
yes,
have a couple ever become a little bit too relaxed and forgotten they're actually in a room with you and others and thought, hello, I know it's about making babies and all that. Whoa, get a room. Okay, when we come along to one of your yoga classes, specifically, because you do yoga, general yoga as well.
Yes.
But when we specifically look at creating a baby and helping those having real fertility issues, when you come in and you might feel a little bit embarrassed, A, that you're there and you don't really want to share, you know, are you going to be in a room with like-minded people?
Yes. It will be a specific fertility yoga class. So everyone will be singing off the same page, if you like, you know, with similar types of issues. We always start with the breathing technique, help bring us just into the space of the room, help us calm us down. I don't know what people have been doing before. They may have rushed in from work, gone off a train, you know, been stuck in a queue of traffic. So I want everyone to be in the right frame of mind, you know, after a few minutes of getting there. And then we'll do the physical poses, and those are specific to helping to regulate the hormonal system, getting blood back to the area. And because we mustn't forget that yoga detoxifies the body.
Does it?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very, very much so, yeah.
How long have you been doing yoga? How long? You sort of fell into it by accident, really, didn't you?
I've been doing it really for myself since I was 18. And I joined the police force and found it such a stressful job. And I've had a love of it ever since. And then I began teaching because I just wanted to share that benefit to other people.
Where do we find out more about you than online?
makingbabieshappen.com.
I love that.